Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring Shoddy and Slim. Two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaw sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up for Shoddy and Slim.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to An Earful in the Emerald City, episode number 32.
Don't jump the gun.
This is what happens when I stay sober. I start losing my memory. And you are listening right now.
Yes, indeed.
Right across from me is Slim, and I am that Negro Shoddy.
He is the darkness over here.
The darkness of the group.
If he wasn't wearing a white t-shirt right now, he would be completely camouflaged on my couch.
Slim's the spotlight and I'm the darkness.
I wouldn't even know. I'd be talking to a spirits. That's all. But yeah, no, thank you guys for joining us. Like he said, appreciate you guys listening here. Sorry, we missed a week last week. Like I said, we had some technical difficulties. We apologize for that, but we're going to make it up for it on this week for you. We got a little special treat for you, actually, so hang around. We'll get into that later a little bit more, but yeah, what's going on with you, big guy? How'd the weekend treat you?
Treated me really well. I went on a date Friday.
Ooh.
Yeah, I went on a date. We went out to the pier in downtown Seattle. What did we do? Oh, we went to go ride the ferry,
mm-hmm.
and I tried to get her to give me a hand job in the cart, but I kind of backed out because I didn't realize how fast the ferry goes.
The Ferris wheel.
Sorry, the Ferris wheel, not ferry. Ferris wheel.
You might have had a better shot on the ferry of getting a hand job, though. Yeah. Realistically, I feel like more hand jobs have probably gone down.
Yeah.
On the ferry there. Maybe some were solicited, maybe some were unsolicited, but.
Yeah. And then we went to go eat some fish and chips. And then I was going to drop her off at her house. I did. And then she invited me inside, and you know where that leads to. Went to the Boom Boom Room.
Okay.
Yeah. And it went well. I mean, she's good in bed.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, okay.
But yeah. Guess what? She hasn't called me back since.
Oh. Maybe you're the one that needs some work there.
Hey, maybe.
It's all right. You're coming around.
Maybe she just used me for sex.
That's true. Maybe she said, I don't even want to date this guy. I just want to get rowdy one night. That's probably what it was, actually.
Yeah.
She knew.
Because she says she hasn't been laid in 2.5 years. So.
Oh, geez. Okay, so she knew you would show her a good time, at least.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy. She actually told you that?
Yeah.
Who knows, though? That could be like 4 months. You know, because you only have to multiply by four or something when you go to us. You know, even when it comes to the months, you know, you got to do that.
But. Yeah.
Nice, man. Yeah, Memorial
Fucking
Day.
Plenty of fish.
Oh, my God. Keep dropping those lines, my friend.
I know.
Keep getting those nibbles. Jesus. It was a Memorial Day weekend. Good Memorial Day weekend. It's. God, you know, if it feels like to me, if you don't have plans, if you don't have that camping, going to Lake Chelan, you doing something fun, going to a concert, it seems like if you don't have that going on, it just turns into a complete shit show. It just turns into a fucking shit show. I got kidnapped by a couple of my friends, good buddies. They like to drink and stuff, and we didn't have any real concrete plans. Mariners game one day, but holy shit, dude, just a fucking almost 3-day bender. I mean, it was intense.
What happened?
Oh, dude, we were just drinking all day long. It was literally a booze fest that lasted, I think it was right around 62 hours. So
62? How many of there were y'all?
Yeah, there was probably about 5 or 6 of us at least, and we were tapping in some other people. No, just a lot of fucking hard A, man. But yeah, it was.
And where'd you go?
Oh, God, we were all over the place. We went down to Fremont. We were in Seattle. We were up in Linwood. We went to a fucking party way out in Duval.
Oh my Holy God. Shit. Yeah. I bet that was fun.
It was pretty fun. Yeah, the drive out there was intense. This guy was like fucking speeding like crazy on these back windy ass roads, and I never met this guy, and he had a beard that was very suspect, you know. So
a beard that was suspect.
Yeah, it was, you know. I don't know. I didn't know what to think. And but yeah, we went out there. That was a fun time hanging out with some
That
Hicks.
Reminds me of my days in Texas when especially in San Angelo in college, where I would just hop in random cars and take back roads to parties, indies, bumfuck redneck towns. And I walk out and I'm the only black guy in there, and there's these people with white sheets with a burning car. No, I'm kidding. But
how long ago was this party? No, dude, it was definitely a redneck spot, man. I mean, there was a bonfire going on, and there was in the fire burning was a screen door.
Oh my God, a screen door?
And not a wood screen door. It was a metal screen door. So it's like that's some fucking hick shit there. So
the fucking screen door.
Yeah.
Wow. I've been to many bonfires and I've never seen a screen door in the bonfire.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, my gosh.
It was ridiculous. I was tending the fire too because nobody else was doing it, and I like fucking with fire because it's fucking fire, you know. And fucking burned myself on one of the logs there.
Had a
nice little. It's so funny too because like you get a burn, and when it's fresh, you really can't see anything. You know, it doesn't look like anything, but you're trying to explain your pain and try to get some sympathy from people around you, and you have like nothing to show them. You know, you look like a kid that's just crying wolf. You know, like, you're like, no, it hurts. It really hurts bad. It's right over here. I don't know if you can see it yet, but it's like, fuck, man, that shit fucked me up. But that's what you get for playing with the fire. It's like a snake, you know, you're grabbing one of the branches. It's like a snake, and bit me. Bit me, motherfucker. God damn it.
Oh, something bit me.
A little hotter than I thought there. Jesus. So, yeah, it was a fun weekend, though, man. I finished it off. I wanted to do something to make myself feel a little less shitty about my productivity levels and just my overall contribution to this world as a whole. So, on Monday, they have a service down at this funeral home down in near Lake City by my house, and they do, like, a whole Memorial Day service and stuff. So I went down there and checked that out, and that was pretty cool. Like they got all the guys in uniform and stuff, and they were actually—I'm sure they were blanks, but they were actually shooting off the—they were doing the salute, and they ended up having a fucking little airplane did a flyover. I was like, holy shit, these guys are like actually doing this big. So that was kind of a fun thing.
Do you have any relatives that served who are?
My dad was, he was in, I believe it was the army, I think he was in, but okay. he never really did anything. Like he didn't go to war or anything like that. He was just like, I don't even know where he was deployed, but he was never in any conflicts or anything like that. Okay. So, but, yeah, it's just kind of fun though. You know, it's like, you can't forget that shit. You know, I mean, although the fucking wars we're in for the last 30 years, I don't agree with at all, you know, and all any people that died shouldn't even have fucking died. But back in the day, man, there was definitely some shit that we had to fight for, and you know, somebody had to do it, and some really hard men stepped up to the plate and made it happen, dude. So can't forget that shit. But yeah, it was a good weekend. It's always nice to get that. I mean, that's the thing. If you have the plans, you're going crazy. If you don't have the plans, you're still gonna go crazy. All right, that's just just that one of those things that, you know, everybody's off and there's shit going on, so
you go hard or you go home.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those weeks of the year you just got, and you're kicking off the summer, man. I mean, how nice is that when you're kicking off the fucking summer, dude? It's like, oh, I need more good times to come. So
I do have a pet peeve about this weekend, and it's brand new because it has to do with social media. Now You know the purpose of Memorial Day, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Yeah, I was just explaining. Just to look back on those that have served for us.
Okay. And we all know that, you know, while we're doing that, we're all going to go out to the beach or the lake or to your backyard and barbecue, mm-hmm. drink, have a good time.
Yeah.
And I you're not a big social media guy, mm-hmm. but me, when I'm on Facebook and I see these memes that pretty much, I feel like they're trying to make people feel bad that that they don't understand what Memorial Day is all about. Like, for example, I saw one that said, like, if it wasn't for these guys that landed on the beach, you wouldn't be able to play on the beach you're on right now, D-Day. Like, things like that. And I'm just like, okay, we know, we appreciate their service, but don't fucking be a Debbie Downer.
Yeah. Well, it's like that with any kind of activism. You know, you're trying to be active, you're trying to stick up for somebody, you're trying to do something. It's like the second you start berating people and making them feel like they're less human or they're not as smart or they're not as intelligent as you, it's like the second you do that, you're going so over bounds that what you're trying to do, you end up being just as much of an asshole as that person who, you know, didn't remember what it was for, didn't know exactly what was going on. At least there wasn't malicious. You were intentionally trying to make that person feel bad. It's like, that's even worse, you know?
Yeah. It just annoys me. Yes, and another thing, the people that be doing that and sharing shit like that, don't fucking act like that you're going to take advantage, that you're not going to take advantage of this weekend and eat barbecue, drink beer, mm-hmm. have a good time. Don't act like you're not going to do that shit. And the only thing that you're going to do that whole weekend is just remember our fallen troops. All right.
Yeah. All weekend. I'm sure that's all you won't be grabbing a Budweiser.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eating some hot dogs. Yeah, it's just like, you don't have to make people feel bad, okay? Like I said, if they didn't do it maliciously, if it's just, they're just a little naive and a little ignorant on the topic, you don't have to make them feel bad about it and berate them, all right?
Yeah.
You're not doing anybody any favors. So just stop it, guys. Take it easy a little bit, you know? The activism is out of control.
Speaking of activism, I know that we weren't planning on talking about this, but
let's get into it. I don't even mind. They don't either.
The gorilla.
The gorilla. Ooh, that's true. Yeah, can you believe how fucking hot of a topic this has become?
Yeah.
No shit. Talking about activism. Holy shit. This is activism 101, man. Yeah, I don't. How does a fucking kid fall in an enclosure these days, dude? I don't understand this. Like, I've been to the zoo, and yeah, there is a couple spots where maybe it's a little bit questionable, but you got to lose your kid at the fucking perfectly right time, give him just enough time to climb over that thing or whatever it is, and then boom, fall. That's the part of the story that I really don't get. Is,
yeah,
I don't know. This started it off, but what did you fucking think of this whole fiasco? It really was.
Okay. I am torn between them shooting the gorilla and I'm just, because I love animals. But, and then I asked myself, well, what a tranquilizer would have worked? But then I asked myself, how long would it have been until that tranquilizer would have came in effect and knocked out the gorilla? So, human life comes first. They should have shot the... I felt like they made the right decision. And I think everyone seemed to forget how that fucking gorilla dragged that kid before it seemed like the gorilla wasn't doing anything. The gorilla dragged that kid.
Oh, really?
Dragged him across the water.
Hmm. I didn't see that part of it.
Yeah.
Was it a video or was it just a picture or something?
No, it was a video.
Oh, there was
someone
a video.
Someone recorded it off their cell phone.
So he was showing some aggression towards the kid.
The only aggression I saw was when he dragged the kid but then the gorilla wasn't doing anything, but like a gorilla's a wild animal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wild fucking animal. You don't know. He's not a certified He's he doesn't work for the zoo. So the kid wouldn't have known how to handle that. The kid's like, what the hell's going on? The kid had to go to the hospital after. So it's not like that. It's not like the kid was okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't actually watch the video, to be honest. But I just see everybody talking about it. But I should see it, though, because I should know how it goes down. Because that's the question to me is, like, how did it go down? It's like, once that situation arises, obviously you got somebody there. They're waiting with a gun. Maybe we see what happens. Maybe the gorillas, maybe we can get them away from the kid without shooting the gorilla. You know, I mean, it's like, I'd really like to see the play-by-play of how that thing played out. But like you're saying, I mean, if the gorilla's interacting with the kid and it looks like he might potentially be hurting him, then, yeah, at that point, we've got to do what's best and, you know, ice that motherfucker. That silverback motherfucker. But it's a bummer, though, man. I mean, you don't like to see it, especially when it comes down to, I mean, I don't know this exact situation, but when it potentially comes down to some fucking parent's negligence, like, that's bullshit. You know, that gorilla shouldn't have to die because you fucked up, Mom. That's like personal responsibility. You know, everybody needs to have it.
No charges on the parents.
Yeah.
No charges. I think that's bullshit. Did I want the gorilla to die? No, but...
Yeah. Maybe some kind of negligence charge or something, at least, with like some probational period. So if you fuck up again like this.
Nothing.
But I just can't believe this storm. Again, and you're right, it comes back to activism. That's what it comes back to. And these people that they just get so visceral, you know, it's like, oh, you motherfucker, you can't believe you let this gorilla die. They should shoot you instead of Mr. Huhang, the gorilla, you know, they should shoot you. It's like, okay, people, listen, it's an unfortunate situation, but again, what is this fucking internet trolling? What is this doing for anybody? It's not getting us anywhere. You're just spitting this visceral a lot of times from some fucking account where you don't even have a picture, or you don't even, it's not even labeled as your account technically. It's just a phony account that you made up. It's like, you guys need to just fucking cool it, take it easy, and say it's an unfortunate situation, but, and a gorilla had to die, and hopefully nobody fucks up again soon.
Do you think they would have been saying the same thing if the gorilla would have actually harmed the kid?
And see, and that's the problem. See, is you don't really know. You don't really know where they're at as far as that goes. So, they probably wouldn't say shit. I mean, unless they're fucking crazy people, which I guess some of them probably are, to be honest. So maybe they would say something, but no. And again, that's the thing, how it played out. You know, I mean, yeah, if the gorilla hurt the kid, then the zoo's going to be liable at that point. They could probably end up getting sued by that stupid ass parent, their family, you know? So at that point, boom, yeah, you gotta take them out. But, I don't know. It's just crazy how intense people get about this conversation, you know? And some people would say it's a victory that we're even talking this much about an animal's life compared to a human's, you know, but I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully no more kids. I still, like I said, I don't get how the fuck does your kid fucking fall into the enclosure? Like,
you know what?
I just don't get it.
They may not have the cops knocking at their door, but I guarantee you they've been having CPS knocking at their door all week.
Well, you know, and I think that's at least worth a checkup and see what's going on here. See what kind of practices. But I don't know. It's just fucking take care of your... See, this thing is...
Take care of your goddamn kids!
But no unplanned pregnancies, guys. Okay, we don't... It's 2016. The days of unplanned pregnancy should be over, all right? If you don't want to take care of the motherfucker, then don't have one, all right? Don't have one. Just wear a condom. It doesn't feel as good, but... You know what does feel good? Laying around on a Sunday and not having to drive a bunch of kids to fucking soccer practice. That feels really good, all right? And that lasts for more than 6 minutes at a time, so. Just, no one plan.
99 bottles of beer on the wall! 99 bottles of beer!
God damn.
Yeah, fuck that.
Those activists, though, man, you gotta watch out for them, though. I mean, but, you know, here's one. This is a topic. We talked about this for a minute. Here's one. This, I don't know. I don't know. Some of the activists, I think they're onto something on this one. But, yeah, we were talking about this 24-year-old teacher who
oh, shit.
Who was fucking getting it on.
In fucking Conroe, Texas. Conroe, Texas.
Yep. It was where they get down there in Texas, where they got the moral high ground.
Yeah. You know,
God's country.
So, all right. Well, she's going to keep the baby because we all know how Texas is anti-abortion. I'm just assuming that she's going to keep the baby. But, and she was, I'm going to say it in a professional way, she was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. She had a cake of makeup on her, you know, poofs of makeup. But, I mean, I think besides under all that makeup, she's probably a beautiful young woman. This had to be your first teaching job because she was only 24.
Yeah, she had to be pretty early in the game.
Man.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, she, 24-year-old teacher, got caught with a 13-year-old kid.
14.
Is he 14? Okay, 13, 10-year 14.
Difference.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, fuck.
This is such a weird issue in our society, like... Nobody knows exactly how these situations should be handled, you know, depending on the situation. It's all, you know, we want everything in our lives to be black and white, you know, especially like just like in this room here. But it doesn't work like that, though. It doesn't work like that. You know, there's so much fucking gray area, and it all comes down to circumstance a lot of times. You know, again, even with the zoo thing, I mean, it's kind of circumstance. Maybe parent had something else distract them, or the kid was just super rowdy. I don't. There's all circumstance, but this is. Yeah, I don't know. It's, oh my God. It's like, that's what's so weird. It's like these good looking chicks, like these girls they're good looking. They're not ugly girls. And if you're not
that's
ugly,
not the point though,
but the point,
you know that it's it's against the law. And if you're really serious about having a relationship with your kid, just fucking wait until they walk the fucking stage. Now, Before we get into that, there was a similar situation that happened in the town I went to college to a few months ago. It was with a teacher aide who was like early 30s with a 18-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And this 18-year-old was obviously just a few months away from walking the stage, but technically... it was legal
because
he's 18. However, they still arrest her because, you know, that I think it's still illegal for.
Did they wait, do you think, because of the age thing? Like, do you think they showed some discretion as far as holding off?
Yeah. I know that she got arrested. That's all I know. I don't know if the parents decided to. I would think that they're able to press drop charges because he is 18, but the fact of the matter is they arrested her because as a teacher you're in a supervisor role and you still took advantage of your student.
Yeah.
So, but man, like if this was your son that did that, 18-year-old having a sexual relationship with a 32-year-old teacher aide, how would you react?
The main thing I'd say is don't get her pregnant.
Okay. What about if it was your 18-year-old daughter with a 32-year-old male teacher aide?
See, this is what it is. It's like I said, it's all situational. It's all situational. You change the characters, change the numbers, all that stuff. It all can flip just like that. I mean, it's fucking crazy, dude. But I just don't get it. Like, it must be these women that must be doing it because
of the thrill,
because it's taboo, because they know it's against the rules, you know, and they probably convince themselves in their own heads that they're not really doing anything wrong, you know, that maybe they're not forcing that kid, maybe they're just manipulating a little bit, but everybody's always susceptible to a little bit of mild manipulation. You know, that's never going to change. That's always how we are as humans. Everybody who can say the right thing and you know, kind of be smooth can always manipulate you a little bit to maybe persuade you to do something. But I just think they look at it like they were just, you know, doing something that they were going to get off on and wasn't really
still,
that big of a deal. But
still wrong.
But then,
so wrong.
But like we said too, and it's, you know, maybe we can get past it. Maybe it can be forgotten about. Maybe if nobody gets hurt here, the second a fucking kid comes into play, it's fucked. The whole thing is fucked. It's now it's like, oh God, what the fuck is going on here? So I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's not going to stop too either. These cases that you constantly hear about them. One here, one there. You know, just they slowly keep trickling out.
The only reason this made nationals is because how she looks. Mm-hmm. I've seen local stories of teachers getting busted like this, but they weren't as good looking as her.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the headlines, you know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, let's go back to the mid '90s in Seattle to a very similar story. She is like the one that started the trend. Ugh, that's so horrible to say.
Such a trendsetter.
Such a horrible trend. I mean, horrible way to put it. But Slim, you were a resident at this time, and it made national news, and it turned into a TV movie, Miss Mary Kay Letourneau.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk to us about, you know, how it changed, and, you know, how that was? I mean,
that's funny you mentioned the Lifetime movie, because I actually was looking this up, and that was the first Lifetime movie where the guy wasn't the guy, the bad guy, you know. That was the first Lifetime movie they had where the guy was actually the victim for once. But no, that you're right. Then that, I mean, this was like the one that like really got a lot of publicity and got talked about a lot, and really got this whole trend started, like you said. But it's just a crazy situation. It's like, they are hanging out for a long time. You know, you got the husband with the family and the other kids. And again, the second that a kid comes in play, like, the whole thing is just fucked. You know, the whole thing is just fucked. The second you're going to ask a teenager to become a parent is just complete nonsense. I mean, that's just craziness. You know, this isn't Game of Thrones. Nobody's having kids at 11 years old. That's not how we do it now. I mean, you know, I'm fucking 30 years old, and I could probably take care of a kid, I guess. I mean, he probably wouldn't die. Probably wouldn't die, I guess. I don't fucking know. I'm not going to try. I'm not going to try at this point, at least. So that's what makes these situations completely fucked up. But you're always going to have that, though, man. You're always going to have that when you get those groups of people that are constantly around each other. I mean, I don't know. You hope it's on the fringe and it's not a big deal, but I was watching a fucking documentary on Afghanistan, on how fucked that country is, and they were talking about police. They're talking about these people that are, you know, they're trying to train these police to police the city, fight the Taliban, so that they don't take over the city, you know, and police the city, make sure everybody. And it's not even city. A lot of these are just villages, you know. So their police squad is 30 guys, maybe something like that, some stupid and small. But these police barracks, all these little kids end up working for them, like doing stuff, you know, helping them out with all this kind of bullshit, whatever, running chores. They end up fucking staying at the barracks with them, and the guys end up fucking raping these little kids, dude. So it's just like, I mean, it's not good, you know. No, even Mary Kay, even she shouldn't have been doing what she was doing, but.
Fuck no.
It's just like, I mean, again, if there was no kids, maybe we can forget about this. Maybe everybody can go their separate ways.
Did it change?
But no.
Schooling in Seattle.
I don't think so, man. I mean, you know, did the O.J. Simpson trial change being black? You know, it was still.
I mean, you went to school at the time. Do you remember?
Like, we had one in high school. It was a male teacher. and a female student. And I knew the female student pretty good because we had grown up. We went to the same elementary. I think at one point she might have had a crush on me. I don't know. She was kind of a little bit of a tomboy, but a really nice girl. And it happened with them. And he ended up getting, I think he just got, I don't think he got fired. I think he was just, they forced him to resign. And so he wasn't able to teach anymore.
Not that it matters, but how old was she when
she? I think she was probably, she had to be, it was high school. So she had, at the youngest, she was probably like 17, maybe 18. So, and you know what, dude? It's like, I mean, I don't know what happened there exactly. Who fucking knows? But I don't think he forced her to do anything that she didn't want to do, though. I think she was just a lonely girl and didn't get a ton of attention from the guys at school and, you know, looked for it from somebody else. And,
yeah.
What do you know? I mean, that's the thing. These situations are just all fucking case by case. I mean, it's tough because it makes it hard to say what the punishment is here when it's always situational, but it's just rough, man. I mean, if it was the other way around, if it was a 17-year-old boy and some smoking hot teacher, it's like, I mean, is he going to be scarred? Is that kid going to be scarred? Is he going to be like, oh God, this horrible thing happened to me?
No, he's going to be high-fiving his friend.
He's going to be the fucking man. If she's hot as fuck, he's going to look back and he's gonna be like, damn, man, I can't believe I was hitting that fucking fine-ass pussy.
Yeah.
And learning about chemistry from her. God damn.
By the way, hot
chemistry teacher. That's an oxymoron.
You asked, did the OJ trial change you being black? Yes, it did, because you know why? It decrease my chances with white women.
Ooh, that's true.
That motherfucker.
He set you guys back.
That motherfucker.
He set you guys back. You know
that motherfucker. He fucked with so many white women's head.
Mm-hmm.
It's for a long time, we were punished because of OJ.
Oh yeah,
and we were all cheering that he's not guilty, but they were like, God, this motherfucker fucked us, man.
if the juice can fucking kill his wife and boyfriend, if the juice can do that, what the hell is Rashad O'Neal capable of?
No.
What the hell is Rashad O'Neal capable of if you piss him off? I don't think so. Yeah, no, that motherfucker set you guys back, for
sure.
You know who set both of us back?
Who?
Whatever this guy was who went on a date on that first Mariners game and ended up chopping up the girl and put her in the recycling bin. Holy shit, man. That if I could find that guy, I would seriously kick him square in the nuts as hard as I fucking could. Okay. Fuck that guy. He set every single guy in this state back. Big time, you know, big time. After that, girls are still talking about that shit. Girls are still talking. Oh God, I was so worried. I didn't want you to chop me up and throw me in the dumpster. Oh my God, you know, it's like, what? You thought there was a chance of that happening? Like, why would you even hang out with me? Why would you be hanging out with me if you were seriously worried about that? Like, why do you got to throw a jab here just because one asshole fucking did some crazy ass shit? You know, and like I said, that was a rough game for all of us. Okay, nobody was happy about the outcome of that one, but.
Oh, you're fucked up, man.
It was a tough one, but you know it's just how many fucking boyfriends, like one girl got chopped up, okay, it's messed up obviously, how many fucking boyfriends got punched in the head in that same time? Okay, I'd say 15 boyfriends in a 5 mile radius probably got punched in the head for some bullshit that they were doing. So I mean, come on, let's not let one person dictate how we all think of the world here and how we look at each other. All right.
OJ set us back.
That was rough.
Hi, Rashad. Whoa, wait. What do you drive? I drive white Bronc. Bye.
O'Neal? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, O'Neal. No.
Oh, no. No O's.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, thank you. I'm okay. I know, it's fucked, man.
O'Neal, OJ?
The crazy actions of just a few can fucking ruin it for all of us. God damn it. Some fucking bullshit, you know? But, yeah.
Well, unlike OJ and Mary Kay Letourneau and that teacher in Conroe, Texas, someone who turned a negative into a positive. Ricky Williams, man, the guy that got busted multiple times for marijuana in the NFL and who is a he is a proud pot smoker. He's a proud pot smoker. Has done a first. He's created his own gym, but is a marijuana friendly gym.
Yeah. Yeah. God bless America. All right. That's what I got to say on this one, Rashad. God bless America that we can live in a country great enough where I can combine my two favorite things, which are working out and getting fucking high, all right, and put them in one place. I mean, this is innovation at its finest, you know? This guy's got name recognition. He knows what's going on. He likes to I'm sure he loves to work out.
Yeah.
You know, the guy probably loves to fucking bust an ass. And honestly, I think it's great, man. I think it's great. What do you think about it?
I think it's a genius idea.
That's true. It's a fucking niche idea. That's for sure. Yeah. I don't know, man. I just, me personally, I do. I love smoking before I work out. I mean, that's like the main time that I get high during the day. If I'm going to get high one time that day, it's because I'm heading to the fucking gym later and I'm going to lift some heavy objects. All right. I mean, that's my favorite reason to do it, because it just takes that situation that is kind of fucked and it's kind of sucks and you're, oh God, I don't want to fucking do it. God damn it. This fucking thing, I got to go down there. And you get high, you know, it's not that bad. We'll just go do it.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. We'll get it done with. It'll take an hour and we'll be fine. You know, so yeah. And you breathe in. I feel like it helps your breathing a lot of times too. Like your lungs, you know, you're set up and capacitated for more breathing. So it's like, you know, whatever, man, whatever it takes to get you out there and fucking do it, you know, make it fucking happen. And make sure the snack bar, the place is
that what they're going to call?
Make sure the snack bar is inventory very well, you know, make sure it's got plenty of resources in there, because that thing will be going, you know, that'll be gone. So yeah, good for that guy though, man. I mean, fuck. Again, it just comes down to whatever you're into. Just find a way and fucking do it, you know. And I know there's a lot of people that like to actually smoke. They were talking too, but they do like mountain biking. There's other groups that do like triathlons and stuff. They do a 4.20 mile run. You know.
Oh, I see what they did. I see what they did there.
Yeah, not 4.2, 4.20.
I see what they did there.
Yeah, so, and, you know, I love it, man. I love it. It's just, again, it just, that's the beauty of marijuana. It just takes things that a lot of times you might not want to do, and you just, or you're stressed out about, or you're fucking worried, and you just, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's going to work itself out.
I'm glad that I moved here to see that marijuana is not that bad of a thing, because down there it's so frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
It's so frowned upon. Like, everyone I know, all my friends, they all smoke weed and they're all good people. You know, down there, if you smoke weed, whoa, I don't want to date anyone that smokes weed. And I'm just like, it's so like you won't hear that up here, because it's such a it's such a common thing.
Yeah. Well, even just saying something like there's no other thought process there. It's just, oh, you smoke weed. Oh, you're out. You know, it's like you were saying. It's like, oh, I need somebody who's in their 30s. Oh, you're not in your 30s. You're out. It's like, what do you mean? Just out, just like that? Like, why would it be so rigid? I don't understand that, you know? But
yeah.
I was watching, I just got the internet here recently. So I've been watching a lot of documentaries, and I was watching one they had on Vice. It was about the, like the queen of the dispensaries down in LA or whatever, you know, she's like friends with Snoop Dogg, I guess, and a couple other people, some celebrities. And she was talking about weed and how she didn't even really smoke until she was like in her early 20s. You know, she hadn't really touched it all until she was like 24, 25. And she got into it and she made a good point. It's like, even when I'm high as fuck, even when I've smoked way too much weed, like, you know, you can feel it. You're like, oh, okay, this might have been a little bit much here. Might have gone too far down the wormhole here. Even when you do, you don't lose control of yourself, okay? You don't lose control of what's going on. This fucking weekend, when I went on a 62-hour bender, when it got late at night, when we start drinking at fucking 12 o'clock, and it's 9:30 now in the evening, and really haven't stopped, you know, mixed a couple waters in, but really haven't quit the drinking at this point, it's like, I've lost control of myself. You know, I can barely stumble around, you know, you can drag me behind you or something. I mean, I'm fucking done. I'm a wreck. But I can smoke weed all goddamn day long, and you know, I'll be high as shit at certain times, but I'll maintain, you know, and I'll get by. I might think that I'm going to die, but I'm not going to actually die, you know, so I don't know. Yeah, it's a good thing, man. That was an interesting documentary to watch, though. Like I said, she made a good point there, you know, and it's like I'm vaporizing now. It's like fucking, you know, it's not even that much smoke in your mouth. It's good. And you got the edibles coming. They got the drinks at the stores around here now too. I was popping into a few stores for work. So,
do you think there'd be longer careers in NFL if marijuana was legal?
I think it would be, I don't know if the careers would be longer. I think it would be a great benefit for the players' health and their well-being, you know, mentally and physically. Because, yeah, that's another big part of this. It's anti-inflammatory. And that's good for those guys. When you're getting fucking banged up by 280-pound, rock-solid, huge-ass motherfuckers all day long, your shit is going to get a little inflamed, okay? Things are going to be flaring up. You're going to have some hot spots around your body, all right? No pun intended here. And, yeah, why not let these guys smoke a fucking joint after a hard-ass game while they're in the ice bath trying to get their shit fucking from killing them all goddamn night? You know, let them smoke a J. Who gives a fuck? Why is that a big deal? Why does that even fucking matter? You know, it's just ridiculous. And I think we'll get there eventually, but there might be some roadblocks, especially down in the South.
And maybe the downfall of the pharmaceutical company.
I mean, who knows? And that's another thing, dude. You're touching on all these spots. It's like, they're not even doing that much research on it at this point. There's a couple universities, like two or three, that are doing research on this, but nobody else really is. So think about once they actually say, okay, yeah, you guys can, you know, you can check it out, see what's going on here, find out what's going on with this shit. Imagine some of the other stuff that they'll fucking find out about it, dude. I mean, who knows? We haven't even seen where it can go at this point. So that's why I got into the business, and that's why I'm fucking excited, man. You know, this is definitely going to be an adventure here, and hopefully it ends in a good place. We'll see. So speaking of which, oh man, I wish you had to work. We can fire up the vaporizer here.
Yeah,
if you had to pick up a shift, you motherfucker. But
yeah.
But I don't know. We're getting pretty close here, though. You think we should tie a bow in this motherfucker?
Yes. Tie a bow and
okay. And yeah, like we said, guys, we missed. We got one out to you this week, but we did miss last week. We apologize. We had some technical difficulties, but you know, we're working through it. And hey, you know, 1 week, half of a year, not perfect, but hey, look at the Golden State Warriors. Even they aren't perfect, but 72-10? Come on, guys. 73-9? I mean, come on, you know? Nobody's fucking perfect here. So, but like I said, we do have a treat actually for you. We recorded a special event this week here. So we got some editing to do on that. We got some posts, but we'll bring that to you. So we'll have a couple episodes for you guys next week. So look out for us, please. And thank you guys for listening. As always, we appreciate you coming by and sharing a little bit of time with us. If you enjoyed listening, do us a favor and, you know, maybe just tell one friend, and who knows if they end up liking my shenanigans and this guy's craziness. Who knows? Maybe they'll thank you for it someday.
Yeah.
So we definitely will. So, but no, thank you guys for joining us. An Earful in the Emerald City. I'm Slim.
And I am Shoddy, and we are out.
Thanks, guys.